Welcome back, my friends, to the Derate the Hate podcast. I am your host, Wilk of WilksWorld.com, and I am so incredibly grateful that you are taking the time to join me for another powerful DTH episode. Friends, at the Derate the Hate podcast, it's all about bettering the world one attitude at a time. See, we did not create the hate, but with your help, we can derate the hate. That all starts with gratitude and personal accountability. We cannot control everything that happens to us in life, but we can control how we react to it. No matter what happens to us, how we react to it makes the difference. Friends, there is only one good thing about a bad attitude, and that is that we have the ability as individuals to change it. Here on the DTH podcast, we strive to bring you great guests and provide tools to do just that. Please be sure to share it with your friends. Subscribe if you haven't done so. Ratings and feedback are always greatly appreciated. And with that, let's get to this week's episode. Friends, as you may have noticed if you are a regular listener to the DTH podcast, I am rounding out the year by talking to several different empowering life coaches that are just doing their part to better this world. You know, as we come out of this pandemic and finish out another year that people struggled with in so many ways, I just thought it would be a great way to go into the holiday season by talking to people who are just out there doing day in and day out what everybody should be doing, and that's helping people live their best life. Donna Tastian is my guest this week, and she is doing incredible work as a life mastery coach to help people to live vibrantly. Whether it be through the books that she's written, her podcast, her YouTube videos, her life coaching, or one of her masterclasses that you can find on ivibrantliving.com, Donna is an energetic and incredible person doing incredible things to help empower people to live vibrantly, spirit, soul, and body. Don't miss this incredible conversation with my new friend, Donna Tastian, where we discuss her methods for turning baggage into luggage, living a life of purpose instead of victimhood, and so much more. Here's Donna Tastian of ivibrantliving.com. Here we go. Donna Tastian, thank you for joining me on the Derate the Hate podcast. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be here.
Donna, we got hooked up through a mutual podcasting platform, and I know you're a podcaster and a life mastery coach. And one of the things that stood out to me right away when I saw your profile on there was the phrase turning baggage into luggage. And that's just it's not something that I had heard before, but it makes so much sense. And I like it a lot. And I know you do a workshop surrounded by that. And I want to get into that a little bit later in the show. But first, tell me what vibrant living is. What does that mean, Donna?
Well, vibrant living to me means living vibrantly. That's without weights, restrictions. Another word would be freedom, liberty. And to be vibrant is to be authentic, as opposed to being what I think you want me to be. And where we switch, if you've had any type of abuse and trauma in our life, we learn to adapt to be like a chameleon to whoever is ever around us to try to keep the situation happy. That constant thing going on the inside creates so much stress. Yeah. And so that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, living vibrantly, letting go of all of that and being who we really are, who we were created to be.
Yeah, we all need to be living with purpose. We all need to be living our best life and finding ways to do that. It's not going to be the same for every single person because all of our lives, we all live different lives. We've all walked different paths. We've seen different things. We've experienced different traumas. But the big thing to remember is we cannot live our lives as a victim. We cannot live our life holding on to those past traumas, those past things that just get us down. So living vibrantly, it's so important. It's such an important part of getting us to our best life, right?
Yes. What I like to say is I empower people to live vibrantly, spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body. Mm-hmm. Nice. And how do you mm-hmm. do that? I know you've been an author, or you've written several books, and you do public speaking engagements and personal coaching. When somebody comes to you, Donna, and says, "Hey, this is what I've experienced. I can't get away from it. I'm stuck. What do I do?"
Well, you know that in this short podcast, I can't completely cover that subject at all. And it is amazing how many times I'm asked that question. And I jokingly say, well, I have this magic booth. I just have you step in and I say magic words and it's all better.
Yep. I've got my scarf. I've got my crystal ball.
Well, no, not that way. But anyway. No, but anyway, but we all want it to know, what's the thing? What's the one thing that we'll just be able to? And I have some steps that I take people through, which I can share today. But it is a process to go through. The first step is awareness and even owning what's happened. So many of the times we've minimized it. And it isn't that we intentionally, most of the time, anyway, I will preface that, want to be a victim. I just don't know how to stop being one.
Right.
And it's not that I want this. It's not that I really want to feel like this. But I don't know how to really let it go. And a lot of the people I work with have been in counseling for a long period of time and are not seeing the results that they're looking for. I say, I don't help you cope with your problem. I'm not going to give you coping mechanisms to handle it. I'm going to try to obliterate it. Sure. Let's not keep walking around the mountain. Let's figure out how to get the mountain gone so that we can actually live our best life. And one of the first steps of, well, let's talk about what baggage thinking is to me. Baggage thinking is, why did this happen? Somebody needs to pay. It's all those why questions of trying to understand how this happened. What did I do wrong? What could I have done better? And then there's vengeance and anger and shame and all of those kind of emotions that are involved. And that's baggage thinking. And we press it down, or we use things to minimize it, alcohol, all the kind of things, to activities to try to minimize those feelings. But they don't go away unless we learn how to begin to process them. One of the biggest keys to turn it from baggage into luggage is what I call building your understanding. That if I look at everything that's happened to me with an understanding that somehow I can learn and grow and become stronger, it switches the victim to victor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I call those kinds of situations gifts wrapped in sandpaper. They're not pretty gifts. They're not exciting. We're like yay! No.
No.
But we can learn and grow, and we can say, I don't know, I'm going to let go of not having to know why, and I'm going to learn how to become stronger and better because of it. Now, if I'm a life mastery coach helping people how to overcome baggage and to live their best life, that probably means I had it as well. Mm-hmm. So there has been trauma in my past. So I'm not just hypothetically saying these kind of situations, but that's number one. Building your understanding is begin to look at the situation as a gift, if you will, of how you can get stronger, be better, learn whatever you can learn so that we can move on.
No, that's absolutely right, Donna. That's one thing I talk about all the time is there's so many things that happen in our life, and just about everything out there has a lesson attached to it. And we just have to look through all the garbage associated with it and find out what that lesson is. Sometimes there isn't a good why. Sometimes there isn't, like you just said, sometimes things just happen and there's not a why associated with it. But what there is there is a way that we can learn from it. And if One thing I want you to talk a little bit more about, because you said it in there, Donna, was own it. What does that mean to own it as opposed to, you know, just try and figure out why it happened?
A good way to describe that would be, so many of the times when I'm being a victim, I'm blaming you. You took my parking place. I'm minimizing. That's not kind of thing I'm talking about at all. But you did something, kind of a thing. And it's always you. Instead of saying, yes, this happened, and I am going to now take control and become better. Instead of feeling blame, shame, all of those kind of things, is I am going to own that it happened to me. I remember the first time I really began to go public with what had occurred in my past and own it. It was really hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying everybody needs to go public, but you do need to say it out loud and talk to somebody about it with the aspect of not blame, not shame, but this happened, and I am now choosing to look for a gift and get stronger and better. It is really saying, I'm owning that I have the power to choose.
Yep. Yep.
I have the power to choose to be angry and resentful and irritated and all of those things, and depressed and upset and all of those things, which are legitimate for some of the trauma. I mean, they're legitimate emotions.
Absolutely.
But do I want to stay there? And that I begin to own it by owning my life, I guess, is another way of saying it, that I get to choose who I want to be going forward.
No doubt. Yeah, it's one of the things that I talk about the most, is we cannot control everything that happens around us or the world in which we live, but we do have the ability to control how we react to it. So yes, take that event, take all the circumstances that led to it, all the things that it's making you feel right now, all those feelings inside, and do not allow your emotions to dictate your actions. Own it, feel it, understand it, have it, get a true perception of what it's doing to you, but do not allow that to go outward in your reaction to it. And I think it's such an important lesson, and it's something that we cannot stress enough to people, because there's way too many things outside of our control in our everyday lives, Donna, that people just allow to just fester, and then it becomes that perpetual cycle, right? You get into that perpetual victim mentality. You start to seek out points of affirmation that say, I'm a victim. I'm going to find more ways to be a victim. And it bubbles and it burns, and it just makes a person miserable. It's the opposite of vibrant living, right?
Yes. Yeah. And that brings me to number two. I have four steps that I go through.
So go for it.
Yeah. My number two is keep a bigger picture in mind. And what I mean by that is when we have some type of big event or trauma in our life, or and no one decides what's a big event in your life, because it's different, and how we're feeling is different for everyone. But if your life is a book, don't let that be your whole book. Let it be a chapter, a paragraph, even a page. Right. Of your book, turn the page and say, what do I want to do from here? Yes, this occurred. I lost a job. Somebody assaulted me. It could be all kinds of things that occurred. What a divorce, death, all kinds of things. It's begin to create a picture of what, and this is inside, of what you want to happen from here. Who do you want to be?
Right.
One of the great analogies is that I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm hurt, this has happened, but who do I want to be? At the end of my life, do I want to be an angry, resentful person? Or who do I want to be? And when I begin to get that picture, I use the analogy of driving our car. If you were to drive your car looking in the rearview mirror, how far down the road would you get?
Not very far.
Not very far. You'd stop, crash, or something. And that's the way we treat our life sometimes, is I'm looking in the rearview mirror. There's a reason it's smaller. Yeah. I need to look out of the windshield to be able to drive my car of life and see where I want to go. I mean, how many of us have taken the trip and had gotten a wrong turn? It's like, okay, that was the wrong turn. Let's get back on the road of where I want to go. And adjust yourself by keeping the biggest thing that I bring in coaching is help you develop that picture. Because when we can only see the pain, I can't move. I can't Right. move forward. So beginning to create a picture that's really crystal clear and then steps on how to get there is one of the things I bring as a life mastery coach.
No, that's important because, you know, going to your analogy of making the wrong turn, Donna, I think a lot of times people, they make a mistake and they're so critical of themselves. They now turn that mistake into some kind of a life sentence. But, you know, if we're trying to go to the grocery store and maybe we're not paying attention and we make a wrong turn, we don't just throw a fit and say, well, hell, I'm going back home and starve. It's not a healthy way of thinking.
Right.
We say, okay, acknowledge we made the mistake, get back on track, get back on the main road, get to the grocery store and get your groceries, yeah. right? It doesn't have to end the process because of a mistake.
Right.
Just adapt and overcome. All right. What's number three, Donna?
Number three is compassion and forgiveness, which is a huge component if you're going to turn your baggage into luggage. You can't without it. This would maybe be the most important step and the most misunderstood. Having compassion for yourself and others is a huge component of being able to release the past. And just in a nutshell, forgiveness is for you. It benefits you. It doesn't have anything to do almost with the other person.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah, you know, forgiveness is one of the most important things for moving on with one's life. I did an episode probably a year ago with Chris Singleton, and Chris Singleton's mother was brutally murdered in the Mother Emanuel Church shooting, and his biggest thing is you cannot move on with life if you do not forgive that person who has done you wrong. And that forgiveness is not for them. Right. It's not, he's not saying it's okay that happened.
Right.
But in order for him to move on, for his soul to be able to love and live and thrive, he needed to forgive. And I think that's such an important thing for people to remember, is it's not for the other person. That right. forgiveness is for you. That compassion, that forgiveness is for you and your soul and what you need to do to live your best life.
And I'm sure Chris's mother would have wanted him to.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful story.
Yeah, I imagine it is. I'll have to go back and find that episode. I'm sure it is. I've heard it said, it's not a new saying at all, that for unforgiveness is me drinking poison and thinking the other person is going to get sick or die.
Right. No, that's right.
Poison to me. And I'm trying to get the other person to be punished, but it never works. It only hurts us and it keeps us trapped in the cycle of it gives the other person power over us to rule the rest of our life unless we learn how to forgive. So that's a big component. You ready for
Absolutely. Forgiving? Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. And this fourth step?
The fourth step is get support, get help. We weren't meant to do this journey alone. And when we're injured and when we're hurt, so many of the times we isolate, it's a natural response to withdraw and to pull back, but it isn't the answer. And so getting support, getting help, get a coach, whatever that may look like, and be selective on what you choose, but don't try to do it alone. And I've been in a room full of a whole bunch of people all by myself because we can isolate and be in a crowd.
That's right.
So I'm talking about the inside isolation more than the physical isolation because we still usually are around people. We're just not being really honest with ourselves and not feeling safe to share whatever is going on in our life. So get support, get help. If you do these four steps, in itself, you can turn your baggage into luggage. It almost is a magic booth, but it doesn't mean it's easy. I guess it's not really hard, but it takes being intentional. You have to do it on purpose. Yep. And being anything worthwhile really is on purpose. A great marriage takes intention. It doesn't just happen. It's not like the fairy tales. I really thought it would be, but it isn't.
No. People like to put up those internal walls and you can be in the biggest crowd in the world and say, I'm out here, I'm doing things, I'm interacting. But if you've got those internal walls built up and you're not, seeking that support structure. I mean, we are social creatures, but that does mean we have to be social. We have to be intentional. We have to open up ourselves, because those internal walls, those things will block out all the good that other people can bring to you. So no, that's incredibly important. I mean, seek out that support structure, and whether it be a life mastery coach, like you, Donna, or just a good friend, or confiding in your spouse or your partner, whatever it is, you've got to let down those walls. You've got to show some vulnerability. You've got to put yourself out there in order to take full advantage of that social structure, that support structure.
And I want to encourage you to pick. I mean, I've got some friends that'll help me wallow in my problems.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, there's always those people.
You know, that makes me feel sorry for myself. And, you know, it was bad and that shouldn't have happened to you and all of those kind of things. And, you know, we need a little bit of that hugging and patting a bit, but you need to choose a person that's going to actually help you move forward. And that's why sometimes it's best not to have someone super close to us that knows us personally. It's a coach, a counselor, someone that's a little bit outside of it all helps us to see things differently, because if they're in it with you, they don't see it the same way.
That's a great point. It's one that I guess I hadn't thought of. So no, that is a great point. You know, you don't want somebody too close to you to be that, because they may just do that coddling thing as opposed to.
I've told some things to my husband, who is a huge wanting to protect me kind of a thing. And I'm confiding in him that this person hurt me trying to move forward. And now he's more mad than I am. And that's not helpful. I told him, like, I can't tell you things if you're going to want to kill them.
Oh, geez. Yeah, no, there is that.
They hurt me. I'm trying to get over this and you're madder than I am. This is not helping.
Yep, that's not helping the cycle.
Sometimes we do need to be, and we got through that, but understanding that sometimes that person wants to be your champion, wants to come to your defense, and that's not what we always need. We don't need somebody to, you know, go out and fight for us or fight it. We need to figure out how to let it go and heal.
And and in some ways fight for yourself though, right? I mean, yes, that is the important thing right there. And it just came to my mind when you were saying that, is I don't need a hero. I need to be my own hero. I need to walk out of this stronger. And if I've got somebody else that wants to be my champion, if I've got somebody else that's trying to step in and be my hero, I'm not going to get that lesson. I'm not going to get the strength from this lesson that I need to truly move that mountain out of the way, as you had said earlier. Get that thing out of the way.
That's one of the reasons why a coach or something along those lines is such a big, because they see things you don't see, because we're in the middle of it. We don't see the way out sometimes. And having someone to help us with that. So that's what number four is about, is getting the right support, not just getting anyone that will listen to you.
That's awesome. Sure. No, that's great. So with that being said, there's something I read that you had written about six superpowers that we all possess that most of us don't even know about. So I'm assuming that those six superpowers play right into those four steps, right? They help us to live that better life, live that life by design. So let's transition our conversation, Donna, into those six superpowers, what are they, and how does that play into it?
How long do we have?
Oh, well, we could do the Cliff Notes version, and then people can certainly find their way to your iVibrant website for sure, and get more detailed information.
Sounds good. When we're kids and we start to grow up, it isn't long that we begin to interpret the world by our five senses. I mean, you know, you ask a little baby, where's your nose? And they touch your nose, you know, and they begin to know. But, you know, your three-year-old, you know, look at the bug, daddy, you know, it's like they're seeing all of these new things. And we see the world fresh through these children's eyes. But or the first time you give them some new food. You know, like, I know you've probably done it. Give them a taste of a lemon and just to watch, or a pickle and just to watch the reaction, because it's fun. Yeah. Never, right? You're not that kind of dad.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do anything like that.
So anyway, we begin to interpret the world through our five senses. This is safe. This is not safe, etc. And we're not really ever taught about the six gifts that I'm talking about. I'm going to share one specifically today, and then we can talk about getting more of them. But as a child, then our imagination, which is one of these gifts that we possess and are a superpower, we just don't think of it that way, because now as a child, we could be anything. Let's pretend this and let's pretend that and no, I don't want to die. Let's pretend I didn't die. And, you know, and all of the things, we can be anything. And we get into school and it begins to, you know, quit daydreaming, quit, you know, and it just keeps going. But as adults, we use our imagination to terrorize ourselves. Think about what you imagine. Worst case scenarios, how to prevent this from happening. Oh no, my daughter's going to get hurt. I know you do.
Absolutely. We all do. We all do.
And it's
terrifying.
It is terrifying. And we use our imagination really to fuel our fears.
Yep.
Instead of our faith. And we begin to create a whole world. And imagination is creative. And we think in pictures. If I say dog, you picture your dog in your head, not the word D-O-G.
Mm-hmm,
and so do I. So we think in pictures. And so learning to be able to use your imagination to begin to create the life you would love, not the life you were afraid of. And using these gifts. The other one is using your intuition. How many times have you had a gut feeling about something and you probably didn't follow it and regretted it?
We've all been there.
And so learning to be able to really, intuition is our big connection with God, with spirit, with learning how to follow and picking up things that you shouldn't know any other way. How do I know this? I don't know. I'm very big intuitive. My husband's very factual. How do you know this was a big thing during our first marriage? Well, how do you know that? I just know. He doesn't ask me that anymore. We've been married a while. But learning how to really listen to what is being said on the inside, and the voice on the inside is never critical, never yelling, never upset. It's always calm, compassionate, and expansive. Now that fear, thoughts, and imagination is constrictive. Oh my God. And pull, you know, you want to withdraw, but when it's really from your intuition, it is expansive. It makes you hope. It makes you dream. Hopefully, like this conversation is doing, it makes you feel like, I can do this.
Sure.
It's okay. And so I can turn my baggage into luggage, and I could learn how to use these gifts and actually create the life I really love, as opposed to feeling like life is happening to me. And I just figure out how to cope. I just have to survive. I have to hang on. I have to hold on with the knot at the end of the rope kind of feeling. I don't want to live like that. Do you?
No.
I want to live expansive and growing.
Yeah. That living that life where I just got to hang on. I just got to get to the end of the week, or I just got to get to the end of the month, or maybe next year is going to be better. That is no way to live. It's not healthy. It's not fun. I mean, I think talking about our faith in our creator and living our best life, we're not here just to get by. We're not here just to make it from point A to point B and just barely get there and just be miserable in that journey. We're here to live a happy life. God wants us to live a happy and vibrant life and be a purposeful human being in doing it. And that's the way we do it. That's the way we live that vibrant life, is live a life of purpose, live a life of meaning. We're not here just to get by. And I think what you're doing, Donna, is awesome. And finding out more about those six superpowers is that we all possess. We have them within us. We can do it with the right mindset. And I think it's awesome. I think it's very good and it's very important. And I think people should really go check out. Your website is ivibrantliving.com and your podcast is the You Were Designed for Greatness podcast. And talk about some of the different things, Donna, that they can find by listening to your podcast or going to your website.
The podcast was created to give inspiration and tips and strategies for overcoming life and to be an inspiration. So it is me sharing things as well as I interview other people. And the other thing that's a bit unique about my podcast is I keep it around 15 minutes.
Nice.
And I did that with, it takes some really getting to the point quickly, but I did that intentionally so that people wouldn't say they were too busy. Any drive you take is about 15 minutes,
sure.
You know, and you can listen to maybe more than one if you're going for a run or a walk and being able to do that. So it is, I've interviewed women it's predominantly interviewing women all around the world, of them sharing their stories and myself of overcoming adversity and living our best, you know, their favorite books, their favorite authors, their favorite tips, their stories. It's all that kind of thing.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. And then, of course, you've got your iVibrant Living website and you've got your Turning Baggage into Luggage workshop. Talk a little bit about that Turning Baggage into Luggage workshop.
The workshop, I actually go through something different than I shared today. There's always more. So there's some other keys there to be able to live our best life, to live vibrantly. There is also the six, unlocking your six extraordinary gifts or whatever word, superpowers, whatever word, they're all interchangeable.
Sure.
There, it's a masterclass that's available on my website too. And that's absolutely free. There, I also have some eBooks that are available. My blog is there. And so I want to continually be a resource to help people live vibrantly. And, that's all there. So go check it out.
So cool. Well, we're all about bettering the world one attitude at a time and providing the tools and the resources that you do, Donna. It is certainly a great way to do that. It's all about making the world a better place. And I greatly appreciate having you on here. Thank you so much. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. Thank you.
Friends, if there's anything in this episode that provided exceptional value to you, please make sure to hit that share button. Share it with your friends. Share it far and wide. And of course, if you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe right from our website so you can get the Derate the Hate podcast sent to your email inbox every week. So this is Wilk wrapping up for the week, saying get out there, be kind to one another, be grateful for everything that you've got, and remember, it's up to you to make each and every day the day that you want it to be. If there is something that you would like to share with me, you can catch me on most social media platforms, or you can email me directly, wilk@wilksworld.com. With that, my friends, I am going to back on out of here, and we will catch you next week. Take care.